First, I want to talk about research, though. New research today that shows kids who watch more than an hour of television a day are less likely to eat vegetables and are more likely to eat sweets and sugary drinks. The study is from the Technological University of Dublin, and it looked at the eating habits in the households of over 300 kids aged between 3 and 5. And digging into it today, into that study for us, has been none other than Henry McKean, the sweet toothed Henry McKean. Henry, tell me about some of the findings.
Yeah, Kieran, in lockdown, we've all kind of had a bit of a sweet tooth. Where I'm at the moment, I can count four fast food restaurants. But yeah, this study, it's called The Associations Between the Home Environment, Feeding Practices, and Children's Intakes of Fruit, Vegetables, and Confectionery Sugar Sweetened Beverages, in other words, sugary drinks, by researchers from the Technological University at Dublin. And they looked at parent habits, and they found that less than a quarter had three or more servings of fruit a week, and two-thirds had fewer than three servings of vegetables a week. 79% of parents were eating meals and snacks while watching TV. So this was common practice, and I know I've done it myself, especially during lockdown, among 52% of parents and 78% of kids. And over half of children watched more than 1 hour of TV a day, and that's higher than the recommended amount by the World Health Organization. I don't know any kid out there that doesn't watch more than 1 hour of TV a day. I spoke to Sarah Keogh, consultant dietitian, about the findings.
I think it's really important to look at what the environment around children can have in terms of the effect on what they eat, because we do know things like how much television they're watching, but also, you know, what parents are doing have an influence, because, you know, when we talk to parents about what children are eating, you have to model the behaviour for them. So if you do have parents who are not eating a whole lot of fruit and vegetables, you know, you do tend to see children who aren't great for it either.
So you can see that if a child watches a good bit of TV, perhaps they're on an iPad, they're following their parents. And if parents don't eat much veg, can you see why the child, the 3 to 5 year old, wouldn't eat much veg or fruit as well?
Well, the thing is, if you have someone who doesn't like it themselves, they're maybe not cooking it as often, the children aren't seeing them eat. Children copy you, you know, and that's the reality for everything. They copy you. So now it's not guaranteed. You can have parents who are fabulous at eating vegetables and fruit and the kids don't. But it does make a difference if parents are doing it themselves. And it's one of the things when I'm working with fussy eaters, we'll often talk to parents like, what is everybody in the house eating? So the kids are seeing that modelled for them.
So how do you get kids, young kids, to eat their fruit and veg? I mean, I understand if you grate some cheese on it, it can help. But what can you do? How can you encourage them? How can you persuade them and stop arguments at the table?
Well, the first thing is stop arguing, because once you stress a child out, their hunger tends to switch off. So the moment you start to have a row with them, you've already lost. Now, it's easier said than done, for sure. But stop fighting. It doesn't work. The second thing is get familiar with food. If children are handling the fruit and vegetables in the shop, they're getting used to them. They're, you know, if they can cook with them a little bit, throw salads together, things like that, they're handling them. And we often think about fruit and veg just on taste, but it's actually the look of it and the feel of it and all of, you know, the smell of it is all sensory things that the kids need to learn as well. So a little bit is offering a tiny bit, often on a side plate. Now, I mean a tiny bit, like a 1 euro coin on a side plate with the rest of the meal, so the child can look at it, get familiar with it. They may or may not eat it for a while, but the trick is not to say anything and just give them time.
Yeah, Sarah Keogh there, the consultant dietitian, and getting kids to eat vegetables, mirrored by parents' behaviour. What's it like in your house, Henry?
Yeah,
are you
difficult.
A good mirror?
Oh, stop. I would eat a lot of vegetables in my children's company, but privately, probably not. But, you know, my 3-year-old would say to me all the time, Daddy, Daddy, me want a squishy treat. So he wants, you know, something sugary and easy to eat. But it is difficult.
And what do you say?
I would try and say no. He would say, me want a squishy treat. I would try and say no.
And then when
no,
your wife's not there, you just say yes. Is it like me?
But he's
God, she's not listening, Henry.
He started to actually say, Daddy gave me a treat. So you can get told.
Snitches get stitches.
So it's not worth it. But it is. It's difficult. It's very difficult. But cheese, putting a little bit of cheese on helps. But smoothie on the side also helps. And soup helps too, if you give them some soup. But what would you do, Kieran? How do you get your kids to eat veg? What do you do?
Well, what we used to do is the hidden veg thing. I'm sure you've tried it, where you just you grate all the vegetables into whatever they're eating. So they just don't realize. The problem with that is they don't realize they're eating veg. And then when they actually see a carrot, they say, I don't like carrots.
Well, yeah, just blend it all. And we get out the blender. That's definitely something. Here is a mum of a 21-year-old and a 2-year-old. Here's Susan Bradshaw. She explains what she does.
I think kids eat what their parents eat. They eat, they do what they say. They eat what they say and everything else. But it's a great way to mash all your stuff up. I mash them up. I grate them into like lasagnas and stuff like that, carrots and stuff. They've no idea there's
so
a carrot in there.
You just totally mash it up. You mush it.
Completely blend it up, completely. And they have no idea there's carrots and all in there. And nor does he. He's 21 today and still doesn't know he's been eating carrots all his life. And he'll tell you he doesn't eat them at all.
So your son Noah, he's 21?
He's 21, my son, and he feels
now. And is
now.
He a fussy eater?
Absolutely the fussiest in the world. But he thinks he hasn't eaten a carrot ever. And in actual fact, he eats them most days.
So you hide them in its food. Do you think it's interesting that if a child watches TV more than an hour, there's a higher chance that he's not going to, or she isn't going to eat her fruit or veg?
Look, obviously, like, it plays a part somewhat, you know. For the little fella I have here, they're copycats. They're copycats. So, you know, when he was watching Cat in the Hat and he said something about a fish the other day and it, like, eh, he repeated the very words, eh. So I suppose so, in that respect, yeah.
How do we get the children to eat more fruit and veg? Is it, is it because it's the parents and the parents to blame if they don't?
I don't think so, to
be
quite honest.
Is it snacking during
meals? Snacking is a major one. I mean, we hadn't got a lot back when we were younger, you know. So we didn't feed, we didn't get fed for, you weren't getting another meal till the next meal time. Kids are spoiled these days. There's too much options out there. There's too many quick, convenient options out there for the kids.
So you've a 21-year-old and a 2-year-old. Does the 2-year-old eat vegetables, or would he be like my 3-year-old with sweets creep in?
Love the sweets. Loves the sweets. But he's better than the 21-year-old eating the vegetables, to be quite frank.
All right, Susan Bradshaw there admitting she still blends using our tactic, Henry, 21 years on for her son's carrots to make him eat them up. What other tips have you got there?
Yeah, a long walk before tea or dinner. No snacking before tea. They really, really help. But simple, cop on. Just be brave. You know, try not to lose your temper. And children whose parents allowed snacks to be eaten in front of the TV were 71% less likely to consume vegetables daily compared to those parents who did not allow snacks to be eaten in front of the TV. So you've got to be brave. And I hate to say it, no one wants to hear it. You've got to be strict. You've got to say, look, no, you can't have the muffins. You can't have the biscuits. You've got to just hold firm, to use that phrase that we've heard quite a lot recently. Here are kids and parents. I asked them about some of these findings in this TUD study. The kids, when it comes to eating vegetables, you know, and the fact that they do mirror their parents' behavior.
They need a little bit of pushing and encouragement, but normally they're quite good.
What vegetables do you eat?
Broccoli and carrots. I like carrots.
And what sort of vegetables do you like eating, and what fruit?
I like eating apples and bananas and like carrots and broccoli.
Does your mum have to encourage you to eat it?
Sometimes, yeah.
And are you allowed to eat snacks in front of the TV?
On the coffee table, then, yeah.
And what's your favourite snack?
I like biscuits and chocolate.
And does it surprise you that children are less likely to eat vegetables daily if their parents don't eat much vegetables?
100%. You're the role model. If they see you eat it, they eat it as well. Absolutely, yeah.
I don't eat much vegetables myself. I eat carrots, pretty much beans, if you call them a vegetable. But he eats broccoli.
And would they be baked beans?
Yep.
Well, they are. They're beans in tomato sauce,
I suppose. But I wouldn't really consider them a healthy vegetable as such. They're in a tin.
So what sort of vegetables would you eat?
Carrots, broccoli, peas.
So you eat more vegetables than your dad?
Yeah, pretty much.
And does it surprise you there's a link between the amount of TV you watch? If you watch a lot of TV, you eat less vegetables. I mean, does that surprise you?
It would, actually, yeah.
You don't think it should make any difference?
No, I wouldn't have thought it would.
Would you let them eat snacks in front of the TV, or even eat in front of the TV?
We have a movie night once a week where we eat snacks. So we'll have a large packet of sharing crisps between the three of us. Maybe a bar of chocolate, a drink, that'd be about it.
Fine, Henry, when you open those large packets of sharing crisps, even when you're not alone, somehow you share them all with yourself. They disappear a little too quickly. I mean, in terms of the dinner in general and
yes,
eating it all, vegetables and everything else, and did you hear any other advice today?
Yeah, the share bags, you're right, share bags of crisps. You're just sharing with yourself, or those large share Aero bars sometimes would end up in my belly. But you're right. You need to have some sort of self-control. But fruit, they say variety of fruits available at home means that fruit consumption amongst kids goes up 35%. I know at home we always have a full fruit bowl. And if we don't eat the fruit, it ends up in the blender and we make it into a smoothie. But if you put pressure on the kids, if you try and tell them, look, eat the fruit, eat the fruit, there's a 33% chance they're less likely to eat it. So you've got to just be encouraging, and don't have sweets in the house, don't have junk in the house. Easier said than done. I got to speak to Sarah Keogh, consultant dietitian, again, and I asked her about, you know, getting the kids to get involved in making dinner and getting them involved.
Get children cooking, because it's actually brilliant. I mean, they can tear up lettuce leaves if they're very little. When they're bigger, you can get some children safe knives, you know, that they can start chopping things up and stuff like that, stirring things, because they're smelling the food and getting used to the food. You know, and if we have children who maybe have real sensory issues around it, it might take a year of them cooking before they'll start to eat the food, but you're just breaking down the barriers all the time. The real thing with fruit and veg is start early. Start from weaning, get them, you know, from 6 months that they're getting lots of different fruits and veg in different ways. And the other major thing for fruit and veg is get them used to the texture. So if they're on pureed foods all the time, it's very hard for them then later on to switch to eating, you know, whole foods. So the textures with weaning are important too.
When it comes to snacking right now, especially when people are at home during this lockdown, how do you stop them snacking? How do you say, no, you're not having a biscuit, no, you're not having this, you're not having that? How do you get them just to sit down during meals?
A lot of it is establishing routine. I mean, it's difficult to be the parent who says no all the time. And I think any parent knows you spend half your life actually saying that. So sometimes it's setting times. It depends on the age of the child as well. But most kids, you know, as they get a little bit older, they might need one or two snacks a day. They don't need lots. So, I mean, sometimes it's just not buying it. You know, even for a little while, so people get used to it not being available in terms of treats and things like that. But, you know, if you want a child to sit down and eat dinner, they really need to have had nothing to eat for at least 2 hours beforehand.
I have a friend, he ate sausages and chips from the age of 5 right through until he left to go to university. Is there any hope for someone like that?
There is a lot of hope. And one of the funniest things, if you have someone who's quite a fussy eater, I often find around 18 is when they sort it out themselves, because they start hanging out with their friends and they don't want to be the person who's not eating, you know, all these different things. So a lot of it resolves. But I do work with adults who are fussy eaters and really just want to try, and they're fed up being the person who has to say no to everything. So it is fixable. It's not easy, but it is fixable.
Roy has texted in, Henry, to say, pretty sure baby-led weaning is the key here. It's messy, but it's worth it in the long run. Our little ones eat everything. Whereas another listener says, linking TV with fruit and veg, is it not more down to parenting styles? More TV would indicate a more relaxed approach and less structure. Yeah, I suspect you're right. There's a bit of a causation and correlation here, the difference between the two. Listen, Henry, thanks a million for putting all of that together for us, that based on that study from the Technological University of Dublin.